Well, I'll tell you, Tony, it was a surprise to me that he took the stand today. But I can tell you exactly what the equation is, the balancing process that a defense lawyer goes through in making that decision. In a self-defense case, your client, the defendant, is much more likely to be a necessary witness for this reason. And that is the defense of self-defense requires two things. It requires a subjective belief, that is what is actually in your head, that force, in this case deadly force, is necessary to prevent serious bodily injury or death. So you have to actually have that subjective belief in your head. Secondly, that subjective belief has to be objectively reasonable. In other words, would a hypothetical reasonable person have had the same belief under the same circumstances? It's often difficult for a defense lawyer to be confident that the jury's going to know what was in his client's head unless the client tells them. However, competing against that factor is that, notwithstanding the fact that subjective belief in the mind of your client is very relevant, in fact, is critical in a self-defense case, the state still has the burden of proving beyond a reasonable doubt that a person did not act in self-defense. And here, the prosecution has been absolutely miserable in its case in chief in disproving the claim of self-defense. Virtually every witness they put on that issue actually fortified the defense's position on self-defense. So going into the defendant's case in chief, I really felt like they were way ahead. The prosecutor had clearly not met its burden. So it is a surprise to me that Rittenhouse is on the stand. The only way you can justify it, and I won't put myself in the shoes of these lawyers, is if they've done a lot of very extensive preparation with him and talking with him, and they're confident that the downside, that is, he's going to say something on cross-examination that dramatically hurts him and shifts the tide, the downside does, in this case, is so minimal because they're confident in him as a witness that they're going for that positive side, which is to establish what his subjective beliefs were under the circumstances. And secondly, if he's a likable person, and even the more he's cross-examined, he just comes across as somebody that the jury wants to vote in favor of.
Well, they also, I mean, the prosecution was able to get him to say that he lied on the stand about claiming to be an EMT when he's not an EMT. Now, I don't think that is so germane to the idea of having shot these people and the circumstances by which shooting these people. But it's clear from what we just heard, they're trying to set up the idea that here is this guy who lied about being there and did everything he could to lie about being there because he wanted to hurt people. I assume that's what the prosecution's going for.
Well, to some degree, but any time on cross-examination you can get a witness to admit that he or she lied, then that casts doubt on their credibility.